Over the Thanksgiving long weekend, I was informed not once, not twice, but three times of a change in the local beer industry. Apparently Canterbury, the dark mild beer made by Pacific Western Brewing here in Prince George, was no longer available in bottles. Full disclosure before we move on. I am a fan of Canterbury. It's my beer of choice when I'm in the mood for something familiar. But I'm not quite as much of a fan as this person.
My name is Sophia, and love Canterbury.
When I was being told about the end of bottled Canterbury, I was pointed to Sophia Iliopoulos. It turns out when she found out it was no longer going to be available in bottles, she bought up every last case of it she could find in the entire city.
I went to BC Liquor and just said, like, do you guys have any Canterbury left? And they're like, no, it's all done. And then she kind of looked in her system and was like, oh, okay, actually, looks like one store has two and one store has eight and one store has a few more. Did you want them? And I said, yes, please. Like, I will totally buy all of them. So they managed to round up 12 boxes for me. And so they sit guarded in my house as I host guests and reluctantly pass off my last batches of Canterbury. But I don't know. I definitely love that beer and would love it if they brought it back. Is this like a plea to get Canterbury to bring it back?
Well, it's a story on what's going on with it anyways. And okay, I need the stakes. I need it to be established that people actually care.
Yeah, for sure.
By now you can probably tell that Sophia cares about Canterbury. So here's a story of how she fell in love with it in the first place.
I had never had it in my teen years because I never really enjoyed beer. And when I moved back here more permanently a few years ago, I was serving at my dad's restaurant at the Achillean, and I saw this bottle of beer that I'd never seen, and I opened one up after work and tried it, and I went to my sisters and said, oh my God, this is the best beer I've ever had in my whole life. And they laughed at me because they said, well, you know, like, that's like a local beer, and it's kind of the beer that, like, teenagers drink because it's pretty cheap. And I was like, well... It's my favorite beer now.
Soph liked the beer on its own, but the fact that it's a hometown brew made right here in Prince George adds to the appeal.
It definitely, like, as soon as I found out, I was like, oh my goodness. So, you know, I've lived in Vancouver on and off for many years, and when I returned there for a little bit one summer, like the following summer, I was going out quite a bit to different places, as I do when I visit, and I asked for Canterbury everywhere I went, and no one knew what I was talking about. So I just realized, like, how northern the beer is.
I'm just going to jump in here and say I've had the same experience as Soph, trying to find Canterbury in other cities, and failing. And it's not just me. I have friends who've moved away, and when they come back to town, one of the things they're most excited about is Canterbury. Part of the appeal is its lack of availability in other places. Since it's hard to find anywhere else, it's something that tastes like home.
It's just such a northern beer, and that's what's made me, I think, probably like it even more, for sure.
And by the way, for some fans, like Soph, the canned alternative just doesn't hold up.
I managed to try the cans at one point, and I said to a friend, like, is this the same beer? Like, this doesn't taste like Canterbury at all. It's really flat, and it just doesn't have the same taste to it. So I was like, well, clearly I just love the bottles.
I was curious to find out if other people felt the same way, so I headed to a nearby liquor store.
And I'm actually doing a story about the bottles, the Canterbury bottles being missing. Did you guys ever stock those?
Or? Yes.
Yeah? And?
My heart's broken, we don't have them.
This is Paula Hayward, the manager of the store.
Customers prefer the taste of the bottle over the can. They find the can very tinny. But yeah, my loyal buyers buy them in the summertime, and they were pretty distraught when they were gone.
It's not the same. It may be the same beer, but it's not the same taste. A lot of our craft drinkers, things like that, they love their bottles. And it was kind of the German ones. They were pretty distraught to see it was gone. We get a lot of tourists here in the summertime, and when the last of it sold, they were pretty distraught about it.
Did you catch that? Germans. People from one of the most important countries in the global production and consumption of beer come to Prince George to stock up on bottled Canterbury.
They come through here. This is basically their stop point before they go to the Yukon. And then they go to the Yukon and, yeah. But the Canterbury was definitely a winner. When the bottles left, they basically stopped buying it, so.
Why would such a popular beer stop being sold? It was time to go to the source.
My name is Scott Rickey. I'm with the Pacific Western Brewing Company and acting as the sales manager.
So can you explain to me what's happened with the bottles of Canterbury? I guess it's been sort of running out.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we've been making some changes to our bottling line to improve it as we're trying to standardize our bottle throughout our full bottle portfolio.
What Scott told me is Pacific Western Brewery had so many different types of beer in so many different types of bottles that they recently decided to standardize that production. And so for the last few months, bottled Canterbury has been on hold. But Scott says it's definitely coming back.
Canterbury is one of our longest standing brands, and it has quite a following, and the intent was to always have it and bring it back. And it's been very great to hear the response that we've had and the number of people that they love the Canterbury and can't wait for the Canterbury bottle to be back.
So I brought the news back to the person who just might be Canterbury's number one fan.
No way!
Sophia was happy, but suspicious.
Like, the BC Liquor lady was like, we've had lots of people come in telling us how upset that they are. So we've relayed it to them, and they have given us many excuses as to why we can't. Like, my theory is that they've probably had a lot of backlash, to be honest, because it's just such a different beer from the can, honestly. But I feel relieved that I don't have to hoard my like, six boxes left quite as tightly as I would otherwise. So, sweet! Exciting news.
Whether it was a temporary change or a canned backlash, bottled Canterbury is scheduled to return to stores within the month, something its fans around the world will be sure to drink to. For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Curietta in Prince George.